I want to hear from anyone who's got an opinion on 13, 12, 16. Is 3 years old too young for kids to be at school? Now, yesterday, Bill Shorten announced a $17.5 billion plan that is going to be sending our kids to school from the age of three, which means that all Australian children will have access to a total of 15 years of free schooling. In a statement, he said, our investment will help close the gaps created by disadvantage. It will help tackle inequality faced by children born into low-income households who are currently denied educational opportunities that their peers may have. Now, I don't have kids myself, obviously, but when I've spoken to my friends that do have kids, they want them to go to school because it's so much cheaper to send their kids to school than to pay for daycare fees. So I would be for sending your kids to school early or having the option to send your kids to preschool early. However, if 15 years of schooling is a long time, when do the kids just get to be kids? I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on 13, 12, 16 and hear what you think. Is 3 years old too young for kids to be at preschool? Because it could be happening by 2021. This is when Bill Shorten, if he gets elected, obviously, and it all goes ahead. It could be happening. We could be being able to send our kids to school that early. So 13, 12, 16 is the number. Is 3 years old too young for kids to be at school? I'm keen to hear your thoughts. Hit FM. Dean, what do you think, Rhiannon? Do you think 3 years old is too young for kids to be at preschool?
Personally, depending on what they're planning on teaching the kids, really, because, we've already got early childcare centres which already teach children through play from the ages of 6 weeks. So, and really, I'd imagine there'll be a lot more money maybe coming out of parents for them to do that.
I think it's almost like so there's going to be 15 hours a week that parents can drop their kids off. And they were saying that when it was the 4 years old, kids could go to school at 4 years old, then they saw a big increase in, kids actually attending, because they were saying, it says in this article that I've been reading, that the low-income earners can't afford to send their kids to preschool because of the cost of it. So then there's been a higher attendance rate for kids going to school at a younger age because it's been subsidised.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So I personally, no, I don't see too much of a point about it, because if you want your child to have a social life and to start learning at an early age, then it doesn't hurt to put them into an early childcare centre for a couple of days a week.
Yeah.
Where they can learn things, because in the first 5 years of every person's life, it's most important.
Yeah.
But, personally against the idea of school, kindy for 3-year-olds.
Kindy for three, yeah. So you are against it, though.
Yeah.
But you think that you, if you can afford it, you could maybe put them into a kindy or daycare, is it daycare, maybe 2 days a week or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks so much for your opinion, Rhiannon. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. Bye. Sharon, what do you think about this? Is 3 years old too young for kids to be at preschool?
I think 3 years too young, but I also know we live in a different world where, mums have to go out to work and you've got to have some form of childcare.
Yeah.
And about 18 years ago, I actually did family daycare for a short time, and even family daycare back then, and I know they're doing it now, you had programs anyway. So even if they're in care and not in a preschool program, they're still in an educational program. So I actually think we need to have a look at how we're doing that too, because, yes, I agree with you. How much structure for how long?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, when do they get to just be babies, really, isn't it? But then at the same token, I guess, those people that can't afford daycares, even though they're getting an education there, it's like, yeah, where the people that can't afford daycares, their kids miss out on that altogether.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for your call, Sharon.
No No worries.
Hey, Eric, what do you think on this? Is 3 years old too young for your kids to be at school?
I would personally believe that it's just at the right age.
Yeah, you think it's a good age for kids to be at school?
Yeah, so I was 3 years old when I started preschool and turned 4 at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And, I went all the way through to grade 12 and I turned out all right.
Yeah. So did your, it was because you were born later in the year, is that why you ended up, or earlier in the year, no, later in the year is why you went to school when you were 3, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, all right, so it is already happening basically, I guess, for some people.
Yeah, well, so obviously, because I'm nearly 30, that was just the given thing. When you turn 4, they send you to school.
Yeah, right, okay.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
But as for, I don't believe in the system that they got now of if you're born after the last half of the year, you don't attend until the following year.
Yeah, I find that ridiculous, isn't it? It's like, why do we bother having a calendar year if we're just going to go halfway through? If you're born in this side of the year, then you go into the year above in school. I find that so bizarre.
Yeah, so I've got 2 kids at the moment, and both of them are born after the second half of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so my oldest and my youngest one, when they go to attend school, they got to wait for the year. Wait till the end of the start of next year, and then by the time they get through to grade 12, they'll be old enough to drink.
Yeah.
Compared to the people that they're going to school with.
Exactly. It's bizarre, isn't it?
It is.
They're going to be driving. They're going to be able to drink. I mean, yeah, it's just, yeah, I find that really, really crazy.
And then I've also got a niece who's born 7 weeks before my youngest son, and she gets to go to school a year before him.
What? I think that's the thing we need to be focusing on, is changing that sort of system before we start, implementing, putting money into all that sort of thing, sending kids to school younger. Let's just get them all on the right sort of schedule first.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Good for us parents.
Yeah, I reckon. So, all right, well, thanks so much for your call, Eric.
No worries, thank you.
Have a good day, see ya.
You too, bye.
So what do you think? Is 3 years old too young for our kids to be going to school, preschool?
I think it's actually really good.
Yeah?
I think it's really good. And for multiple reasons. One, like for me, I've got like my 3 younger ones.
Yeah.
And if I put them in daycare, even just for 3 days a week, the price is just mental.
Yeah.
Like, it is mental.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unrealistic to a point where, like, if I was to send them all and go out to work 5 days a week, it would pretty much, my wage would cover their daycare.
Yeah, there's no
and
point,
that's about
really.
It.
Yeah.
That's right. It defeats the purpose.
Yeah, so you're sort of forced to be a stay-at-home mum, aren't you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what it comes down to. And I think another reason why I think it's a good idea is because, well, like, one of my oldest out of the 3 little ones, she turned 4 in August. 5, sorry. Oh, my God. she turned 5 in August.
Yeah.
But because she was just past the July cutoff, she couldn't go to school. But she's more than ready.
That's so annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, she would have been able to go. And I think the biggest thing would be if they made it from 5 and under to be a voluntary thing,
mm-hmm.
rather than compulsory.
Yeah.
Because it would also, you have to take into consideration the child's developmental stage.
Sure. Yeah. We don't want to be just throwing them into something that they're not ready for and, causing even more issues potentially.
Yeah, that's right. Because, I mean, it can be a lot of pressure, but at the same time, there are kids that you come across at that age that
they're ready.
Would really benefit from it. They're ready.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, you can sit in the car with my twins, and they're 3.
Yeah.
And what colour's the sky? Blue. What colour's the road? Black. They know,
Yeah.
And I think it would just do them a world of good. So, I think it's a really good idea, but not compulsory.
Yeah, it needs to be optional depending on the child.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I think if it was like that, I know you sort of don't want to allocate funding to something that's not going to be utilised, which, obviously is fair enough. But I think you would find, even as a voluntary thing, that you would still get a really high influx of children going.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, they did have some statistics out there saying that when they lowered the schooling age to 4, there was like a 97%, when that subsidy was introduced, there was like a 97% attendance rate across Australia. So many people took it up when they lowered the age to 4 years of age. So are they, now that they've got those kind of statistics, they think that, you know, lowering it to 3 again will have the same kind of attendance rates.
Yeah, well, I think it would too. Yeah, I think it would be really good. And then you can also get, you know, not so much as to push parents back to work, but it becomes an option.
Exactly.
You know?
You're not, exactly.
I think it's great.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks so much for your call, Crystal.
No worries. Thanks, Rach.